This is Nicole Phillips, staff attorney with the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti, IJDH. It's Wednesday, October 12th, and I'm at the United Nations in Geneva right now, preparing for Haiti's Universal Periodic Review before the Human Rights Council, which will be tomorrow, October 13th. The review looks at the Haitian government's enforcement of human rights, what some of the violations are, and makes recommendations for what the government could do differently to protect its women, men, and children. With me in Geneva is Mario Joseph, Natalie Nozil, Blaine Bookie, Lisa Davis, Lisa's student Monica, Emma Rosenberg, Sarah Paoletti, and two of her law students. We were hoping to bring with us some advocates from Haitian grassroots groups, COFAVIV, FAVILAC, and Brie Curie, but unfortunately, they could not get travel visas for Switzerland in time, so they weren't able to come. It's easy for Americans to travel to Switzerland. We don't need travel visas. This is a good example of the many barriers for Haitian civil society to participate at the UN. Other examples are the enormous expense to travel from Haiti, which is expensive for us, but completely out of reach for most Haitians without outside funding. And obtaining UN accreditation is difficult, too. A big thanks to Madre and Human Rights Advocates for help accrediting our delegation. So after all this effort to assemble our delegation, we learned yesterday that the government of Haiti may not actually appear in Geneva for the review. Haiti is the last country to be reviewed in the Council's four-year review cycle, and as far as I know, the only country that hasn't been reviewed yet. So while the review could be postponed for a future date, it's already behind, and so we are crossing our fingers that the government does appear tomorrow. In the meantime, we're spending our days at the UN lobbying delegates from different countries to inform them on what's happening on the ground in Haiti in terms of the various human rights violations our groups are experiencing. The goal is for the final recommendations that the Council will make to Haiti at the end of the session to reflect recommendations made by Haitians, so that they can use them to hold the government accountable for human rights violations in the future. We're also sponsoring two events at the UN to amplify the voices of Mario and Natalie in particular, which we hope to be attended by members of the Human Rights Council and UN staff. Et voilà, that's what we're doing here. Tune in the rest of the week for updates from other members of our delegation. Bye for now. On behalf of IJDH, thanks for listening.